the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Clonk. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids.
Mr. Go!
With Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. Mr. Go, is that your new name?
It's not my new name. It's a great Chinese or Korean, I'm not sure which, Chinese movie, I think, about a gorilla who joins a baseball team.
It's like Air Bud.
Mm-hmm. Except, apparently, you know, just from watching the trailer, I did find the movie on YouTube, so I'm going to watch it. But I haven't watched it yet. But apparently, the gorilla gets in some trouble, and the army's after him. They're shooting at him.
Well, you know,
although I don't know if it was the army or if it was just bad people.
Anyone wants to shoot a gorilla is bad. So yeah,
and it's called Mr. Go. It's on Netflix, so watch it. I think it's subtitles, but
I imagine, is it on Netflix?
Not Netflix, on YouTube.
Okay, I was gonna say I don't ever seeing that on Netflix. But just like in the fucking all those, you know, Air Bud movies, you know, somebody's in Korean is going to say, there's nothing in the rule book says a gorilla can't play baseball.
That seems unfair to me. If that was true, wouldn't any NFL team just have, you know, a bunch of gorillas as their linemen? Like, no one would ever be able to get any pressure.
You could probably train a gorilla to do something, to block for you, you know. They can manage, you know, They could play.
Wouldn't it stop being fun? Like, say you had a team that was so good that they literally won, like, 70-0 for, like, 10 years straight. By that 10th year, would you even care anymore?
It probably would be boring. I don't know.
Like, there's no... The drama of sports is you don't know how it's going to end up. You know, even when you have the best teams ever, you know, it was exciting because it was that year, maybe, that you knew for sure they were going to win, and you're not even totally sure. But the next year, you know, you're kind of back to normal again. You know, no team stays really good forever. But if, like, for 10 years, you're like...
Oh, wait a minute. A team of gorilla versus a team of robots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even things out a little bit, huh?
I always think about that. I feel like you got, like... And for the 15th year in a row, the New England Patriots have won the Super Bowl.
I know. Yeah, well, the thing is, they're announcers. They get paid to do that. So, they won the Super Bowl!
The only thing that would be exciting is if another team beat them. Then all of a sudden it would be really exciting for the other team.
Well, the announcers would be pretty psyched no matter what, because they're paid.
Finally! Someone beat these assholes. Tom Brady's 67 years old and still winning Super Bowls.
He's good. He's good. He's still handsome, too.
Yeah, well, he probably always will be handsome.
Good genes. I mean, we could hope at some point he kind of hits the wall and he looks like shit.
Yeah, a lot of football players fall apart. Yeah. Is he still going to be good looking? I guess he hasn't taken too much of a...
A beating?
I've always assumed, I have nothing to go on, but that he's going to become an actor or something.
Because
he's so good looking, why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
I mean, O.J. Simpson acted, and Jim Brown acted, and you know, Dick Butkus acted. A lot of those guys...
Yeah, Dick Butkus, he was in My Two Dads.
Yeah, and other stuff too, I think.
Nope, that was it.
That was his only...
His only claim to fame, yeah. My Two Dads. I mean, he might have done other things, but for me, that was his only role, because that was his best.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I saw something on the news, like, last week or the week before.
When the hell do you watch the news?
At the gym. Yeah. I'm on, the treadmill, and it's no sound, but it's subtitled, so I see it.
At least there's that much. See, I've always said that the only good thing for silent TVs is sports. Cause you don't need sound.
Well, like news, and they got the fucking. I'm reading it, even though I try to not pay attention to it because I just get annoyed. But you know, you can't help it sometimes. So one of the things was that chick with her gender discrimination suit. You know, that was like big news. You know what I'm talking about? I from what I gathered, she applied for a fucking job and she didn't get it, so she took him to court and saying she didn't get it because she was a woman.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. And then she lost. But then they were still saying, oh, but it's still, you know, it up, blah, 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 brought a lot of attention to, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I mean, I'm sure that happens. You know? People are racist. People are sexist. Okay.
Who wouldn't hire someone because they're a woman? most guys want to hire a woman because they would like to have a woman around if she's attractive.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing was, I mean, and as I said, I'm sure this shit goes on, but you can't prove anything. Either I don't want to hire you because you're a woman, or someone else is fucking more qualified than you. You can't prove this. You can't prove any of that shit.
You
have
no idea what's going on. You know, I guess anytime
you don't know what's in someone's
fucking
head. Anytime
you get rejected for a job, you can say, "Is this because I'm gay, Jewish?"
It's
because
I'm short. You don't like fucking short people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I see everyone here is like 6'2".
That's not listed in the. I don't think that doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about short people.
That's right, because it's not part of the. It's gotta be race.
Yeah, well, I'm
religion.
Fat. I'm fucking fat. Okay, you don't like fat people.
Race, religion.
Fats. You can work with fat. Huh? Right?
Sexual orientation. Those are the equal opportunity things. No one says anything about short.
Oh, wait a minute. Sexual orientation.
We'll hire you no matter what height you are, how much you smell.
Wait, how about
how
this?
How big your cock is.
How can I sue them because I'm being discriminated against because I'm straight?
Well, I guess you could be.
Yeah. Know. Yeah, why not? No, the thing that annoyed me about the news report, like after they mentioned it, they had some expert on there, and she was explaining to the newscasters how prevalent the gender discrimination was, and that most people were discriminatory against women without even knowing it. So can we just say that with everything for everyone?
Or
you're doing all this shit, you don't even know it.
Dude doing the hiring, and he interviews three hot chicks and a dude. Is that dude ever gonna get the job? Probably not.
And the thing is, it's just natural because let's just say there's a woman boss and she worked her ass off to get where she is. She feels in her mind that she had to work twice as hard as all the guys to prove herself. Okay, and she got there. Is she gonna be a little biased in hiring women?
I don't know. I would assume that she'd be against hiring women.
Really? Why?
You know how women are.
Well, women are a little catty. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, now she's a little, you know, a little easier on the woman because she knows how hard she had to work. So she's going to go ahead and give them a few breaks. That is discrimination.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm a white guy. I only hire white guys. She's a woman. She's only hiring women.
That's not discrimination. That's favoritism. Discrimination is you're turning people away because there is something.
Yeah. She's turning the guys away. She's turning the guys away, obviously.
This is a completely hypothetical situation. So I don't really...
No, it's not, of course. It happened yesterday. But I'm just saying it's just natural. Like, you know, a black guy, he worked hard. He might, like, you know what? I want to see some more black people working here. Now, look, I'm the only one, and I'm the boss, so guess what? I'm going to hire some more.
I think that...
Isn't that a natural thing?
I just think that women are more likable. They're going to get hired more.
Especially depending on what you do. If it's like a kind of customer service thing, phones, everyone wants women on the phone.
If it's childcare, you'll never get hired as a dude as a childcare.
Well, of course. There's no guy nannies. I know Hulk Hogan kind of broke the mold on that one.
Because if you're a dude and you want to be around kids, you're a molester. That's just it. Like... Why do you want to work with kids? Well, I just love kids, you know?
I love fucking kids.
Do you have any
kids? No, I mean, I don't love fucking kids. I'm just vulgar. I love those fucking kids like that.
But don't you think that's the way it is? Like, I don't know.
Don't have male nannies.
Not even nanny. Know? I'm talking about, like, how many male, like...
Like preschool teachers?
Preschool or even elementary school. You don't really have male teachers until you get to, like, fourth or fifth grade.
I didn't have my first male teacher till the fifth grade. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure there were some, probably.
Totally. It could be that they didn't want to put up with that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's because they're not going to hire them, because you probably want to fuck the kids, don't you?
But no, I'm not talking about the teacher thing, but try getting hired as a babysitter if you're a man. Even if you're a guy. Not going to happen.
Very true. Yeah, there's plenty of, you know, am I going to claim discrimination? Am I going to sue because I can't get hired as a fucking nanny?
I don't know. If I was doing hiring, I would be hiring women. I would never hire a dude.
Obviously, that's what everyone does.
Because I hate dudes. I despise guys.
I despise everyone. But what are you going to do?
I don't really despise women, mostly.
Some I do.
I've gotten over a lot of my... you haven't, apparently, gotten over your insecurities with women.
How is that being insecure? I don't like some people. That's insecure.
No, you're bitter towards women. It's fucking obvious. You can't even say that's not true.
That's insecure. How's that insecure? What, you love everybody?
Insecure because you feel like they treat you like shit all your life, so now you're taking it back out on them by being an asshole.
They've treated me like shit. I haven't met every woman on the fucking planet.
But you hate everyone.
But I hate guys. They haven't treated me like... No one's treated me like anything.
Well, that's because they're your competition, so it all kinds of goes to the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man. You can see things any way you want to.
Well, truth is what I see. That's all I see here.
You see your truth. Your truth is not the truth. I hope you understand that.
Well, it is, because that's the way... it's true. You don't want to admit it, but... Why else would you hate women so much?
Who says I hate women?
Because it's fucking obvious you do.
Please.
How do you not hate women?
How do I? How do I not? How do I?
You have tons of issues with women. Tons.
I got like Sports Illustrated.
Way more than the average man. That's for sure.
I don't know other guys, so I couldn't tell you. I can't compare myself to other people.
Well, I can. I mean, just listen to the way you talk about women on the show. You have no respect for them.
What show?
This one.
This show?
Yeah.
Please. I don't even do this show.
You have no respect for them. You know, you think they're all stupid.
That's not true. I think guys are stupid. Don't put it on like, oh, I think women are stupid. We talked about
this before.
I think everyone's fucking stupid.
I'll say it again. You'll meet a woman doctor, and in your head, you're smarter than her.
That's not true at all.
She went through years of schooling, but nope, I'm way smarter than you.
Not true at all.
It is true.
I have respect for doctors.
What about a woman lawyer?
I have respect for any professional.
Who's smarter, you or Hillary Clinton?
Or Hillary Clinton, probably. She went to major schooling.
Well,
I have respect for professionals. You went to fucking like decades of schooling.
You're lying to yourself.
Oh.
You have it's clear that you have such anger and bitterness towards women. Clear.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, listen. If you don't want to face the facts, go ahead.
All right. Whatever, dude.
Just because a couple girls rejected you in your teens and twenties, now all women are evil.
30s and 40s and 50s and 60s.
Please.
Speaking of women, I don't know if you've noticed this or if you've even seen any of them, but there's women out there now.
Yeah, I
no, noticed. But there are, every food... Have you ever come across food trucks?
I've seen them, yeah, I know what they are.
All of them that I see, hot chicks run them. Is that somebody's... I think that's somebody's business model.
Not all of them. I've seen ones that don't.
But I've seen all the ones that I run across.
Why are you running across food trucks?
Like old jobs. The food trucks would come by. Or just driving around. You see a food truck parked. There's the hot chick running it.
You mean the coffee one?
No, an actual food truck.
Yeah, the silver ones that are around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about because there's ones that sell barbecue. That's that's the hot thing now in cities.
No, like the ones that'll go up to I mean,
that's
the
what they
thing
mean
is
by
to,
food truck.
To drive to businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still
different.
A food truck.
It's different.
A truck with food. What the fuck else are you going to call? What should I call this?
Because food trucks mean something different now.
Then what are these?
Well, around here, it's a particular place. I can't remember the name of it. Something coffee. That's what it's called.
Starbucks?
No, whatever the company is, I don't know. It's a company around here that does it. Yeah. They're like the only one.
Oh, anyway. But we're just going to call it a food truck, for lack of a better term. But it's all... The hot chicks run all of them. So who's ever in charge of this shit, that's just what they
do.
Yeah,
that's that particular company.
Yeah, which is smart, because if they're sending them out to local warehouses and, you know, factories and shit, it's predominantly dudes... And so all of a sudden they come out there and there's a hot chick. Hey, you guys hungry? Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Ew, you know, that's the thing. You get an attractive person to run your shit.
Just like, that's everyone's business model. Look at YouTube. You get hot chicks talking about nothing.
Well, you can get
they
looking,
have a fucking million views.
You can get looking good looking guys too. Works too. Maybe not as well, but...
Yeah, not as well.
But it still works.
Yeah. You know what? a good-looking dude, it's not going to work a quarter of as well. Well, maybe a quarter is probably
depends. The depends what he's selling.
What's a good-looking dude going to sell that's going to, you know...
I know he's going to work at Victoria's Secret. Can you get a job at Victoria's Secret as a male?
We've talked about this on the show before. I mean, I think guys have gotten jobs there before, but I don't see fucking how, man. Like, what are you going to do there? You can't help a chick with her lingerie.
What do they ask you in the interview? Like, why would you want to work here?
Because I'm a creep.
I really love women's undergarments. They're very, you know, it turns... I mean...
I'm super fucking creepy, and I'm... Listen, I'm here mostly anyways. Even if you don't hire me, still going to be around.
I like to caress the soft material. It's not really anything to do with women. It's mostly the material. I like how it's pretty. So
I wear it.
I might as well get, you know, I'll fold it while I'm touching it. And therefore...
might as well get paid to do it.
Because, you know, women, you know, they look at the... They rummage through those shelves and they're all a mess by the end of the day. Someone needs to fold that shit.
That's true. Bear in mind, I will do it for free.
Mm-hmm. I will also, you know... I'll look at the girls in their underwear. I'm like, okay, you should buy that. You look fantastic.
And listen, I'm going to set up, for security purposes, I'm going to set up peepholes in the dressing rooms to make sure no one's stealing anything.
Apparently some people just don't care if they're creeps. I don't know.
Being creepy's fun.
Like, you see people, like, I was at a concert the other night, and there was this girl dancing. Like, she was just like, she didn't even know the world was around her most of the time when she was dancing. But
like, kind of high or just out of it?
It seemed like it, but who knows? But... some guy, you know, he had to come up and start touching, you know, dancing with, like, listen, she doesn't want you dancing with her. If she wanted to dance with you, she'd come over to you. Cut it out.
Well,
I know my policy with women is I will not speak to a woman. I will not talk to her. I will do nothing unless she comes to me first. And that's probably what my problem was.
That's a really bad policy because women don't do that. And
well, I'm not looking for a woman right now.
Well, I'm just letting you know. Women don't do, I know you're not, but women don't come up to dudes. And if a girl wanted to dance with a guy, odds are she's not gonna come up. It is up to the guy to go up and do those things. All
right, you need a happy medium between creepy, I'm just gonna go up to girls and bother them, and me.
Well, no, you know what it is.
You need to be in the middle of that.
It's not being in the middle. Pick your spots. Well, hold on. It's not being in the middle. It's knowing the signals. You go up to the girl.
You go up to the girl.
If
why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. If it's like a dancing type situation, yeah, you go up to the girl, you start dancing.
What's up with you? You go up to the girl.
I don't know. And you start dancing with her. If she
wait, what do you do?
You start dancing with the girl. But
before you start dancing, what do you do?
You walk upon the young lady, and you start dancing with her. So you have to read the signals. Is she into it? Does she like me dancing with her? Can't continue.
Does she like me going up to her?
Like me going up to her. And if she doesn't, understand that and walk away. A lot of guys, what they become the creep when they go up to the girl or goo up to the girl. And, you know, obviously she's not into it. She's trying to kind of ease away, but she doesn't want to be rude about it. But guess what? I'm not going to fucking let you because I want to follow you.
Well, I have such low self-esteem that if I don't even bother talking to a girl because I assume that she doesn't want me talking to her.
I know. But don't just label every guy as a creep because he goes up to a girl. Well, like, what the fuck else? What else is he going to do?
If I was a hot girl, I wouldn't want any dudes bothering me.
And you're almost a hot girl.
Well, yeah. I'm very feminine.
Hey, so what did this guy do with the girl? Did he start started dancing?
It wasn't a big deal there. But yeah, I've seen worse. But I mean, it just reminded me.
Yeah, because... as I've said.
But I mean, we've been at dance club where it gets, like, guys just will not leave girls alone.
Yeah, like, they'll start dancing and the chick will be trying to back away and the guy just kind of keeps up with them. And they were usually with a female friend and you'll see them turn to the friend and make a face. Yeah. And like, I'm trying to get away from this dude and dude's like, fuck you, you're not going anywhere.
That apparently happened with Justin Bieber last week when he was on stage with Ariana Grande. He got his mitts all over, and I guess her face is like, what the? And then her boyfriend, Big Sean, whoever he is.
I don't know who Big Sean is. I take it he's big.
I guess he has something to do with Kanye West, like he's one of his proteges or something. Mm-hmm. He tweeted out something about being angry about it, I guess. I don't know.
Man, I see that commercial with...
By the way, if someone did something with your girl, don't yell at the guy, because that just seems like you're a fucking insecure piece of shit. Like, I mean, listen, if you want to talk to your girl in private, like, hey, I'd rather you not do that, fine. But do you really, the publicly, I'm going to kill that motherfucker. Like, listen,
Yeah, I mean,
what are you gonna do? The guys go after girls. That's what happens.
I mean, you kind of just have to let that shit go.
I mean, if it's your friend, sure, you should show some respect. But I mean, guys you don't know, what do they keep? I don't know who this person's dating. Should I find out first and make sure?
Well, if she made the face, then obviously she wasn't into it, and there's really no one to talk to. You feel that he was out of line? I mean, you want to go have a conversation with him? I mean, if you feel that's warranted, I wouldn't. You know, it's over and done with. It's not like now he's calling her up on the phone.
What do you think?
But wait, before you get into that, I've been seeing his commercial, that underwear ad commercial.
Who?
Bieber.
Oh.
And man, he looks like such a fucking twerp. I mean, he's got a little bit of definition, but he just looks so scrawny.
Yeah, I don't think he's that tall or big.
Like, they probably, like, airbrushed some of those muscles and shit. Oh,
they
do.
They airbrushed the shit out of him. That was the big thing.
But, man, because, like, he's got a little bit of abs going and shit, but he still looks super scrawny.
He doesn't seem to make music anymore, either.
Yeah, I know. But, man, it's like, I want to kick his ass, just because I'm pretty sure I can easily.
Well, if you get past all his bodyguards. Yeah. Anyways, what do you think, what's the percentage of
100%
single women 25 to 35 in America? What percentage are single?
Oh, man. I don't know. 40%?
You think almost half? So every half the women you see in a given day are single?
Yeah.
Because it seems to me that most girls, like, think about the girls at your work. How many of them are single and how many of them are, you know, are not married?
The thing is, I think it's an illusion that everyone's in a relationship.
But Marcus said that only crazy girls are single.
I know. It's an illusion we all fall for, because
even Mark's stated policy for years was just assume that.
But the thing is, I really don't know, because when you think about it, it's like everyone, you know, attractive girls are all in fucking relationships. They all have fucking boyfriends. But then look at, like, the fucking proliferation of dating websites. There's millions of girls on all of them.
The other problem is
there's a lot of single people.
That younger people are so casual now. Like, no one wants to, like, say, okay, we're whatever. Like, I don't know what it is about that.
I don't know.
I think people are just like, well, it's a lot easier for me to get out of it if it's not you know, official or whatever you want to call
maybe.
It.
Maybe. I mean, just changing, you know, values change. This the way.
You know who could tell us this? Fucking Facebook. They could easily tell us that. Should we write them and see if we can get some information?
Wait, who's answering us?
Well, Facebook does do that. They know, like, they tell you, like, who are the most popular bands, and so they periodically release shit. They would know how, but just by what people have as their relationship status.
Oh, about the single, the percentages?
Yeah, they could just tell us, like, of all the people on Facebook in the United States, or even worldwide, how many females, 25 to 35, report that they're in a relationship, or married, or single.
The thing is, a lot of that's, I mean, those are going to be solid numbers. But as you know, a lot of times girls aren't honest. And guys and girls, they think they're in relationships, but it's only kind of one-sided. And the other side doesn't really consider themselves in a relationship.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. If you're self-reporting you're not single, yeah, then you're not single. That's just the way it is. I mean, what's the difference?
You're right.
Like, if a guy's imaginary girlfriend that he's in love with, and some girl's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, listen, I'm taken. Does it make a difference if it's imaginary or not? No.
I'm married to the Queen of the Moon.
For the purposes of our
survey, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wish I had more friends on Facebook, and then I could do an informal survey. I guess I could do it with whatever I have. I would say,
won't the chicks just assume you're kind of like hitting on them?
You don't have to ask
them. Any
single
ladies out there?
You just look at their status. Unless some people don't have a status.
They want to keep that secret.
Secret.
Yeah, that's insulting to the person they're dating.
It really is.
It's like, are you trying to get some side action? Because
what are you up to there? It's like, I don't know, you know.
I don't like people in my business. You know what, though? Even if they give that excuse, you still have to be a little suspicious.
You know,
that is weird.
For me, I don't mind the, you know, you're in a relationship thing. If someone goes to my page and sees it, But I hate the fucking when you do it.
They fucking, it's like pronounced
everyone. Yeah, like everyone's like, you know, is now in a relationship. It's like, hey, listen, cut that shit out. But I guess I've learned that if you exit out right away, no one will ever, there's a chance that no one will see it. Like if you make a post and exit out right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot about Facebook.
Well, you should use it more.
Why?
I don't know. It's valuable human interaction tool.
Some people say it's not human interaction. It's on the fucking computer.
It's an interaction between another human, whether it's on the computer or not, is irrelevant.
I mean, it's a form of interaction. They say more interaction is, you know, interpersonal, you know, between people physically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess. So I had to take my dog to the vet, and
one of those Vietnam vets.
So apparently, man,
they're fucking weird.
I was on their website. They got a new website. I was looking at it, and the dude who owns it, his name is Claus, and then it had a list.
Is his first name Santa?
No, but it had a list of all the it could be Claus. I'm not even sure. I never met him.
Maybe it's Claus.
He's the owner, but I never met him. Anyways, they had a list of all their other veterinarians. I said veterinarian, so you couldn't have your stupid joke again. All the other veterinarians, and apparently...
Was one of those Vietnam veterinarians? I did the joke anyway, because
I don't want to listen to your laugh. You were okay. Enjoying yourself. Anyways, both his sons are also veterinarians at the office now. Like, this guy was a veterinarian, and his sons both became veterinarians.
Man, you know, isn't that cheating? Like, your father set up... I mean, okay, good for them. They became vets, too. But, like, your father...
Which, by the way, many people say it's harder to be a vet than a doctor.
Is it?
Yeah, school-wise, schooling-wise.
I mean, I wouldn't know. Exactly. Ask a doctor, they'd probably say, no, being a doctor is harder.
No, because there's something about it. It's like, it's a different training, and it's a lot harder. Because you basically have to learn about... humans almost at first, and the next you know you gotta do animals too.
Either way, my point is, it almost seems like cheating because now they don't have to start up their own practices. They kind of just, you know,
most vets you end up working at one anyway.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, okay, your father, you know what, he became a vet and he started up his own thing.
Do you think he pressured his kid? I guess, you know, I don't know.
It seems like most of them do. Successful fathers kind of, you know, they want to guide
their sons. I only met the one son today, but it didn't seem like he was a guy who was forced into it. Like, he seemed to be an alright guy. Real young. Probably, like, way younger than us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how much money he's breaking in. I mean, does he get more money because it's his father's business or less?
Yeah, what kind of cut does he get?
It's a good question. Like, is he getting... You know what?
Maybe more than just some regular dude who started working
there. Listen, they charge $71 to look at my dog, to feel my dog's, what do you call him?
Asshole.
No, he didn't do that. Like glands, you know, take her heartbeat, and then he took her into a different room and took a sample of this sore she had, see if it was cancerous, and then they cut her nails, and that was it, $71. It was $28 to take the sample.
The thing is...
Seems like a deal, I guess. I don't know.
Probably not. When you find out what the breakdown is, you know everything's fucking marked the fuck up.
Well, it's a service, though. You can't really... It's not like a pair of Nikes. Okay, that costs $2 to make, and with the shipping to get to the store, hey,
it's still they a pay
$25
for it. It's still a service, motherfucker. Make your own sneakers, then. Make your
own. It's a different thing. Finish Line or the Foot Locker pays $35 for a pair of sneakers and sells them for $100. All right, then we know what the markup is. I don't know what the markup is on the guy checking an anal gland of a dog. I don't know what that's worth. Who's to say what it's worth?
We are the customer.
So what do you think is a fair price to give a dog an inspection or whatever you want to call it, a checkup?
I don't know, $20.
Well, you're,
that doesn't sound fair to you. Like, what's in? It depends what's involved.
I think it's like $40-$45.
I would say just a visual inspection. $20. Is that outrageous?
Well, you're close. I mean, it's only like $20 more or something.
half isn't close. I don't know if that's close.
Well, listen, you don't know all the breakdown, how much it costs to run one of those, insurance-wise and everything. I start charging $20, I'm going out of business.
I understand. But listen, there's a lot wrong with the system. We all know it. Insurance is fucking outrageous. It's crazy for doctors.
Just to run the place, you gotta hire all your nurses, yeah, to have the building.
No, I know.
Plus, you want to make money back from your schooling. I mean, schooling's not cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of why you get paid so much, is because to pay off your shit.
So, then, once your shit's all paid off and you're older, does that mean you should lower your prices?
No.
Yeah, of course
I'm not telling anyone to write. Listen, it's a fucking free market. That's the way the United States works. If the vet's charging too much, we don't go anymore. That should be the way it works, right?
Yeah, you'd hope.
You never go to the veterinarian.
I went once. He charged me way too much.
Exactly.
Like, fuck that guy.
I can't afford to go to a human doctor. I gotta go to a veterinarian.
Yeah.
All right, is Sparky?
You know, the thing is, that whole free market thing, it doesn't work if they're all on board with it.
Well, they're not.
Well, not just vets. You know, if there's no competition because all the guys got together and say, hey, this is what we charge. And if they don't fucking like it, well, tough.
Yeah,
I charge $60
I know,
for this. And
I know.
If they go downtown to another guy, also $60.
Well, that's the thing. Like, for a pair of Nike, you'd think that somebody would have them super cheap, but it never works that way. They're just, you know, most of them are on the same price.
It's all the same.
What are you
going to
do? What are you going to do, man?
Nothing. Exactly.
You know what I'm going to do?
You go to hotshotwizkids.com. That's what you could do. I will hand-stitch you a pair of sneakers out of cardboard. They're beautiful. I color them myself. Okay. And I mean, I don't want to call myself an artist, but I'm
artist.
An artist.
This is my new piece.
Exactly.
I hate people who describe things as a piece.
Well, that's what I call my penis. This is my piece. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, telephone. What?